The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Edmonton, Alberta country artist Candace Ryan has released a brand new single to radio called California Sunrise. She's opened up shows for Hey Romeo, sung on stage with Vince Gill and the Time Jumpers, and has a nomination for Country Recording of the Year at the 2014 Edmonton Music Awards, which are coming up in April. My pleasure to welcome to the show Candace Ryan. Hey, Candace.
Hello.
Hello there, and welcome to the show, ma'am. We have so much to talk about. You've done a lot already in your career.
Yeah, it's been a very, very busy last couple of years. It's been awesome.
Yeah, I understand. It was 2008 when you won your first big singing contest, and that's really got the ball rolling.
Yeah, absolutely. It was... it seems like such a long time ago now.
6 years, wow.
Yeah, absolutely. Life-changing, that moment.
I'll bet. Was that one of those moments, that life-changing moment, right? Just a shot of confidence, winning that, and there was no looking back?
Absolutely. I never really thought of a singing career up until really that point. And I literally just got off stage, and I was like, this is what I need to be doing. Like, being able to perform in front of the 16,000 people that I did. And that was really the first big crowd that I have ever experienced. So, yeah, it's enough to want to make anybody do anything that they love.
Oh, I'll bet. Now, how long after that did you end up in a recording studio to record your very first song?
I had a friend who had, like, just a little home studio, and he asked if we wanted to just check some things out and just kind of write some stuff and just kind of test it out. So yeah, like professionally, it was probably about 2 years after that.
Right. Was that a comfortable transition? Because obviously doing stuff live is one thing, but going into the studio, different things you've got to think about, right?
Oh, absolutely. Well, you really have to make sure you know your song, for one.
So
that makes you go in there and just get it done and go home. No, I love being in the studio.
Yeah, well, studio time costs money, right? So you don't want to have to sing it more times than necessary.
Yeah, no kidding, right?
That's amazing, and you've got your debut EP. There's three songs on it up at iTunes along with the new single, California Sunrise. You've had a chance to do some pretty cool things. We're going to touch on all of those, but let's go to Vince Gill, because I mentioned that in the introduction. People can go to YouTube at your site and watch you sing the Patsy Cline classic, Crazy, along with, believe it or not, Vince Gill and a group that he performed with, the Time Jumpers. Tell us about that. That is awesome.
Well, I was actually down there last March for competing in the North American Country Music Association International. It's like the longest title in the world. We just call it NACMA.
Right,
and,
that's better.
And we went to go... Yeah, exactly, right? But no, I went to NACMA, but nobody knows what it is. But yeah, so we were competing down there in Nashville, and we went to, it's a tradition with the Global Country Artists to go to the Third and Lindsley to watch the performers with Vince Gill. And usually they have special guests, and the first night that we went down there, and it's always on a Monday, so the first night Hunter Hayes was there. So that was unbelievable to watch Vince Gill just let him go, here, here's my guitar, go sing a couple songs. And then after they were done, I went up and I talked to the band, and Paul Franklin, who is the steel guitar player, I just started talking to him, and I was just so excited. And he's like, well, why are you down here? So I told him, and he's like, well, why didn't you ask to sing? And I was like, because I didn't think you would ever say yes, or, you know, like, why would I ask you? That was just so weird. And he's like, well, come back next week and pick a song, and we'll sing with you, or, you know, you can sing with us. And so we totally did, and yeah, I sang crazy. It was just like it happened overnight. It was just so bizarre and amazing all in one.
Yeah, it's got to be one of those moments that's surreal. You're singing it, and you sing it so well, people can check it out on YouTube. But in the, while it's happening, you must have been thinking, like, am I really here?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. I mean, I got a few shots to sing on stage in Nashville in a couple different places. And, like, I got to sing on the Tootsie's stage, like the world-famous Tootsie's stage. And But, yeah, nothing compares to, you know, standing next to Vince Gill. There's nothing like it. It's weird.
Oh, amazing singer.
To think about.
Yeah, I'll bet. It's hard to imagine it happened. Good that you got the video proof even for yourself just to relive it. Who are some of your other influences? I'm sure Vince is one. He's influenced so many people. Who are some of the artists that really got you turned on to music, Candace?
Well, Martina McBride is always a huge favorite of mine. And growing up in, like, the 90s, I had a lot of pop influence. So, I mean, I had Whitney Houston and Mariah Carey.
Yeah.
And so all, like, the big vocalists that I could actually, I felt that I could sing along with. And that's really where my big start came, is listening to pop and country and rock. And
yeah
all over the place.
Those are some pretty, there's great music in every genre. Those are some powerful singers, from Martina to Whitney. They're both known to Mariah for really being able to belt out a song. It's not a quiet type of thing. It's, they're really out there.
No, I'm definitely not a quiet person, that's for sure.
Well, that's important when you're an entertainer, right? You got to be out there and a little bit crazy.
Yeah, a little bold. Yeah, oh, absolutely.
Now, the songwriting side of things, Candace, I know that you're involved in that. Was that something that came to you before the big singing contest? Had you done it when you were younger, or did you get more involved in it once you started to pursue music?
I got into it a lot more once I started to pursue music. I was always really nervous about putting my thoughts on paper and what people really thought about me. It's, you know, just a lot of self-consciousness, and that's why I got involved with the Kind Every Time program, the anti-bullying thing, is just to build confidence inside of yourself and as well as in others. And so, yeah, I never really thought about songwriting before until people were just like, well, you can sing, why not write as well? So I really got into it afterwards.
Have you done a lot of co-writing at this point?
Oh, yes. A lot of my stuff is co-written. I love hearing other people's thoughts, and everybody writes so differently from everybody else, and it's really cool. A lot of my songs are co-written.
Yeah, you can end up with different kinds of songs, and obviously on your own, or if you only wrote with the same person, to switch it around like that, you're going to get different kinds of things. And there's so many great writers in your area, and singers, of course, in Edmonton, Alberta. So much talent there.
Oh, yeah, and a lot of my writers, too, are in Calgary, so a big shout-out to everybody in Calgary. A lot of my team is down there, and everywhere else. Like, one of my co-writers is in Vancouver, Doug Fulkins, who co-wrote California Sunrise with Heather Davis in Nashville. So, I mean, everybody connects, you know, over Skype or, you know, over whatever other webcam-y type things. I'm not really good at describing it, but, you know, everything like that. Everybody connects
right there.
Somehow. Yeah, those thingies that people use their brains for. So, yeah, it's pretty neat just how technology has brought in so many people together to build their own little creations.
Totally, yeah. People that wouldn't have been able to connect otherwise due to distance and all that, now it's possible. Let's turn to a song. It's from your debut album. The song is called Cougar Blonde. We can tell right away by the title this is going to be a fun, bit crazy song that's going to get us tapping along. Tell us about the song, and then we'll share it.
Well, my mom and I actually wrote this song a long time ago. It was the first song that we had written, and we actually just saw this lady. I want to say old lady, not sorry. This lady with blonde hair with a leopard print outfit on, and she was hitting on all these guys, and we're like, oh, my God, we need to write a song about her. She just has song written. She has country song written all over her. So
right. This
is what we came up with, and yeah, it was just pretty funny.
That's pretty awesome. So is your mom into music aside from this song? Does she do other writing, singing, or is this like a one-off?
No, she. I'm definitely the singer, and she's a lot of the brains behind the operation. She's been helping me manage my career as well, and she's been an absolute golden asset, and I love her to bits for all the blood, sweat, and lots of tears that we've had together and had over this business. I wouldn't have it any other way.
Yeah, it's awesome to have your mom in your corner and being such a big part of your career and a co-writer on this song. Let's share it now. This is my guest, Candace Ryan, and Cougar Blonde on In the Country. And that is my guest, Alberta's Candace Ryan, with her song Cougar Blonde. You'll find that at iTunes. Her website is CandaceRyan.ca. Man, I love that song. It is really catchy, Candace, and your voice is so powerful.
Thank you.
It sounds great.
Hard to contain.
What's that?
I said it's hard to contain.
Hard to contain. Well, that's all. Yeah, you got to do it. You got to do it, and that's great that... you put it into that song. We got another one where you're powerful in as well. California Sunrise. Congratulations. You are nominated for Country Recording of the Year at the 2014 Edmonton Music Awards coming up in April for your song, I Need You, which I was listening to on iTunes earlier, and it is a gorgeous song.
Thank you so much. That song is very important to me. That one I wrote, my mom had a couple word inputs, so we've put her on as a co-write. But that song was written for a really good friend of mine who had lost her mom to cancer. And a lot of the things in that song were like her Facebook posts, like, you know, saying that, you know, there's people saying that, you know, we look alike and just the pictures, and it was just, I was so heartbroken because I couldn't imagine what it would be like to lose a mom, and they had found out that she had cancer, and then she had passed away, like, very shortly after, and I believe it was on, like, Valentine's Day, so it's really hard performing that one and knowing that there's people that connect with it on such an emotional level, I'm so blessed that the Edmonton Music Awards has selected that song for Country Recording of the Year. I'm with some amazing company in that category, and I'm just really glad that people have seen that. So,
It's great to get that recognition, of course, and it's really interesting to hear just the story behind it, because that adds so much more to that song. You talked before a bit about Kind Every Time, the anti-bullying campaign. I think it's so great when artists can lend their voices and just lend their time to supporting great campaigns like that. Can you tell us a bit about it?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, somehow on one of those Follow Fridays on Twitter, me and Joe Drexler got connected somehow, and he is the founder and CEO of Kind Every Time and BeTheGame.ca, and I kind of just glanced at his website, and I was like, tell me more about your program. Like, it just sparked me inside, and I love the fact that it's a 21-day program going around to all these different schools, getting them to log random acts of kindness for people, and I love doing random acts of kindness. It just brightens people's day so much, and it's helping kids with, just building strong kids from the inside out, and it's with the kids over the last couple of years, they have almost logged 500,000 random acts of kindness.
Oh, my goodness.
And I am so glad that I wrote a song specifically for them with my bullying experience of, you know, being hurt so bad, but knowing that, you know, tomorrow the sun will rise, there is another day, and knowing that if you're just kind every time, like, it makes you feel better about yourself, and that will make people feel better about themselves. And I'm so, so glad that I'm an ambassador for this program, and the song that we wrote, it's just being mastered right now, so hopefully within the next couple weeks, we will have it available on iTunes and raising all the money for the Kind Every Time tour. And hopefully next year we can get to more kids around North America, because it's now going into the States, and that means so much more that everybody everywhere is getting connected to this. So if there's anybody out there with kids in elementary school, please go to my website, CandiceRyan.ca. Scroll to the very bottom. There's a link to contact Joe at BeTheGame.ca and get on this program. Like, there's real results. Like, it's not just, you know, you can do an anti-bullying campaign. You can have people talk about, you know, don't bully. But when you see these programs in action and these kids are so happy about helping other kids, and it just fills your heart knowing that at that age, that's where it makes a difference, because elementary school was absolute hell for me. And it's so important seeing kids just love what they're doing and helping everybody else.
I think that's so amazing. I can tell you're passionate about it, very obvious. Great cause, and sounds like exciting things ahead for that. You're really going to make a difference, which is amazing. As you said, you went through the tough times you did, and now you're going to make it better for other young people.
I hope so. I had a really low confidence because of it. I was an overweight child, teen, part adult. I've lost 105 pounds in the last 4 years. So,
that's
amazing. I know what it's like. I know how people treat overweight people, and I know how people treat smaller people. And it's a superficial world, but it's what it is. And, you know, if you don't have the confidence in yourself, whatever size you are, then you may not achieve your dreams, and everybody has to. Everybody has to dream big and go for everything that they ever wanted. Life's too short.
I agree, and that's amazing. It's so great to hear you say that, and other people listening can get inspiration from that and find you at CandiceRyan.ca and follow that link, as you said. I think that's awesome. Kind every time. Let's turn to
kind
your new single. What's that?
Kind every time. We get all the kids to yell it.
Oh, that's so cool.
You're kind
oh,
every
man,
time
they must love
it.
That. Let's turn to California Sunrise. Doug Fulkins is a writer.
And Heather Davis is the other writer. I'm
right.
just blessed to have this song in my life.
when you first heard it, it's one of those that just knocked you over?
Absolutely. I couldn't stop listening to it. I feel bad for my employers because I literally didn't do much that day.
But just sing
just
the song over and over.
Pretty much.
Now, I understand you've also shot a video or started to. You're about halfway through the official video for the song?
Absolutely, yes. Last weekend we filmed the band scene, which was absolutely amazing. So a big shout-out to my director, Troy Niemans. And we go back out this weekend to film the acting part, so I get to act in my own video. Mm-hmm. I'm really excited about that.
Very cool. Let's hear the song now. We'll come back and chat a bit more. My guest is Candice Ryan. This is her brand new single. Be sure to call your local country station and tell them you want to hear it. It's called California Sunrise on In the Country.
There's pictures on the floor. Still drunk from the night before. I cannot believe you don't love me anymore. Is there something I could say to make you wanna stay? Well, it's obvious that you made up your mind. This California sunrise, I see it in your eyes, waiting for the right time to say goodbye. 'Cause I can feel it coming, coming like a strong wind, as sure as this morning.
And that is my guest, Candice Ryan, and her brand new single, California Sunrise. Man, there is a note in there that you held forever.
It's actually
that
really
amazing.
Funny when we were recording that. I had to do that, like, I don't even know how many times, and we hit that one, and my producer, Johnny's like, if you can't do that one more time just like that, that's the one we need to use, because that was amazing. And every time I do it, yeah, everyone makes fun. They're like, what, do you hold it for, like, 20 minutes? Like, it's not a 20-minute song.
Yeah, you might have set a record there. I mean, that was amazing to hear. I mean, the whole song and that note, very exceptional. We talked about Vince Gill earlier. You had the chance to sing with him, A Dream Come True. Is there anybody else, Candace, on your list, maybe at the top, a couple of them you want to work with at some point or share a stage with?
Oh, gosh, I want to work with so many people and write with so many people. It's so hard to narrow it down, but I would love to sing with Martino. That would be an absolute dream come true.
Yeah.
If anybody got a hookup, I would love to sing with Martina McBride one day.
Send it out to the universe.
Yep.
You never know. And, I mean, she has so many powerful songs. You do a lot of cover songs, and people can check them out at your YouTube channel. Any cover songs that you're really enjoying?
Well, I haven't done any covers myself lately just because I've been so busy. So I've been so out of the music loop. I've been focusing on myself. It's weird.
Yeah. You got to work on those originals.
Yeah, I don't know. I know, right? But one cover that I constantly do is Titanium. So actually I have a show on the 15th opening up for The Orchard at Black Jack's Roadhouse in Nisku. And, I got like 8 songs and 7 originals and 1 cover, and that's Titanium. And I do a really cool acoustic version of that one, and it's one of my favorites.
I love when songs that we normally know as produced songs on the radio get done acoustically. It just strips them down really nicely.
Oh, yeah. I love acoustic shows. They're a really great way to show a lot more emotion than with a band.
Yeah. Totally. Now, is there any new music coming our way? We've got California Sunrise. Are you working towards another EP or album?
Yeah, actually, right now I'm working on my next song. It's called Breathless, and we're going to be doing a music video for that one as well, and it's pretty awesome. We're going to try to get in touch with people from Mad Canada and really work with them on this one, because it's the video concept that we have going on. We'll attack the drunk driving and the effects of that towards the family, so we really want to get with them, and I really like tugging at people's heartstrings.
Yeah.
I just make people cry with my music.
There you go. A good cry is a good thing, for sure.
Yeah.
And that's the thing about sad songs.
It's not country, you're not crying.
That's right. Exactly. Man, it has been so great, Candace, having you on the show, getting to share your songs and to talk with you, full of energy, positivity, kind every time, and all those great things. CandaceRyan.ca, people can follow you, learn more about you there. You're, of course, at Twitter. I am Candace Ryan. They can find you there at Facebook. Thanks so much for coming on the show.
Thank you so much for having me. I had such a great time. Look, how did that half an hour fly by already?
I know, man. We could have done an hour. That time just flew by. We'll have you on again down the road when you've got more of your songs, and we'll chat some more.
Absolutely. Awesome. Thank
awesome.
You so much,
My
Dave.
Guest has been Alberta country artist Candace Ryan. I'm Dave Woods. For more country music interviews, head on over to inthecountryinterviews.com.
The future is a hefty responsibility, and not one that we take lightly. But then, taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office.
More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.